When Vi Simpson accepted the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor and her spot on the November ballot came open, a number of political analysts suggested the safe Democratic seat would be attractive to Peggy Welch. Welch faces the toughest re-election challenge since she's been in the House, as she's pitted against Morgan County Clerk Peggy Mayfield in a redrawn district which now includes the city of Martinsville. Welch previously said she was not sure if she would seek to replace Simpson because she spent months introducing herself to Morgan County voters. On Friday, she cited that as one reason she would stick with the race for which she filed.
This sounds so politician-ish, but I have really come to fall in love and have developed a deep respect, especially for the citizens of Morgan County. I've even kind of become protective of them.
But another reason for her decision not to run may be that members of the Monroe County Democratic Party, which will hold a caucus Thursday to fill Simpson's ballot position, do not support some of Welch's votes in the House. Charlotte Zitlow, who will cast one of the more than 60 votes in the caucus, says she respects Welch, but admits telling her, quote, the light of hope would go out for thousands and thousands of people, end quote, if the seven-term lawmaker were elected to the Senate.
I understand it would be hurtful, but in fact, what Peggy has done and what Peggy has said has been very hurtful to many, many, many people in the state.
Zitlow cites Welch's vote supporting a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage as a major contributor to her decision to refuse to support the Bloomington Democrat. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.